questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I'm Atta, the host of this program. We've been in the studio. We have a very special guest speakers for today's discussion, Sheikh Murtaza Karimi, an Islamic expert from the Islamic Hawza of Qom. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh, and welcome to your show.
Wa alaikum assalam, and thank you for having me.
Okay, Sheikh, during the tragedy of Karbala, which took place on the 10th day of the month of Muharram, 61 AH, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam and the very personality of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, it is of course most documented that he was the last person to go to the battlefield and, you know, that's all right, fight the enemy. So, and after Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, there was no man left in order to help, for example, the children and the women who were present at the tents on that time. Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam went to, for example, the battlefield. First, he does some rajaz, you know, coming and going and explaining to the enemy, giving some pieces of advice, doing some du'as or something like that. And after that, the fight starts. And now Imam is alone, and we know that, statistically speaking, the number of the enemy's forces were many. That's why, naturally speaking, Imam will be killed. And, I mean, in the normal scene of the fight, you can resist, but at least you are killed. And this is what happened to Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. But what was the exact fight scene of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam? This might be of interest to some of our dear listeners. I mean, how many wounds Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam took in the body and... of course, this might be very much harsh for some of our listeners who are listening to that for the first time, but these are documented in the Shia legacy, and let's talk about that, how much Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam was wounded and how was for him to possible to resist and continue the fighting.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. One of the questions, I mean, some people who are against the historical reports about the tragedy of Karbala, they say that the number of the wounds that Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam received differ in different sources.
Yes.
And according to some of them, some of these numbers are, I mean, great numbers, and we cannot believe that a person has received all these great wounds.
Okay.
And he survived and he could even continue to fight. So the first point that it is true that we have different numbers. I mean, the wounds that Imam Hussein alayhi salam received, we have different numbers. For example, according to one report, Imam had 33 wounds out of spears and 34 out of sword.
Yes.
Or in another narration, we are told about 70 wounds out of sword. In other narrations, the number is much greater, like 320.
Yes.
And in some narrations, we are told about 110 wounds. 120 is another number. 70, 180. And according to one report, it was more than 1,000. Now, the first question is that why we have all these differences in these reports? So some people who are against all these historical reports, they want to show that so because of such differences, we cannot believe in any of them.
Okay.
But the point is that the history of Karbala, whatever happened on that day, are quoted from different people.
Yes.
And some of them, they witnessed the tragedy of Karbala.
Yes.
And when it comes to you counting the wounds of a person, it differs from one person to another based on your perspective and your criterion.
Okay.
I mean, sorry for giving such examples. So, for example, when a person has an accident, a very bad accident, and he is killed and he's badly injured.
Yes.
Now, one person might say that I saw that accident and the man was badly injured. Another person might describe it as saying that that man received, I mean, five injuries. And he's talking about the main wounds and injuries. For example, one in his hand, one in the right foot, for example, one in the left, one on the head, for example. So these are five. The next person might go to more to the details. So he, yes. Enumerates all the wounds on just right hand of that person.
That's right.
So the point is that when it comes to Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, some people who have narrated the story, yes. they just enumerate the great wounds on the body of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. Yes. For example, one on his holy head, one yes. on his right hand, left hand, and so on and yes. so forth. But it's very possible for you to enumerate all the wounds even on one finger. Yes. if you take into consideration all the small wounds on even one finger, okay. it might be more than 10.
That's right.
And you have 20 fingers, so it might be a great number.
Okay.
So my point is that the differences in the number of these narrations is absolutely understandable. It's yes. based on the way that you want to describe the this tragedy.
And sorry to say this, but atrocity of the enemy forces was up to an extent that they were proud of wounding Imam al-Hussein.
That's the point. And okay. we see in the narrations that
sorry to say that that's
after
right.
Imam being martyred, the yes. enemies continued to blow their sword and yes. spears on the holy body of Imam al-Hussein.
Trampling of the horse. Exactly. And they were proud. And they went back to the army. They said to the head of the army, I did this to the body. I did that to the body. To get a reward or the money or something yeah. like that. Or position.
So the narrations specifically tell us that the body of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam was filled with spears of the yes. enemies. As you rightly mentioned, okay. every man was proud of doing
yes.
that.
Unfortunately.
So there is no, practically speaking, difference between these yes. statistics and numbers yes. is absolutely understandable.
Okay.
As I mentioned, it depends on you how you want to enumerate the number of the wounds and injuries.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir. Inshallah, inshallah,
inshallah, you'll find your way. And about continuing the war, Hashemites were famous for their bravery. And this has been documented that, for example, when one Hashemite go to the battlefield to fight the enemy forces of Yazid, at least there were so many people killed. Not only, for example, by Hazrat Abul Fazl Abbas or Hazrat Qasim or Hazrat Ali al-Akbar and or Zuhair or the other, we can say, members of the army of Imam al-Hussein. When you talk about the bravery of the Hashemites and the power that they had, they were really skillful in fighting skills. So they were strong. And they were strong because during the history of Islam, you know the Hashemites for the bravery, for the chivalry, you know, and the fighting skills that they knew. But the case is that was Imam continuing the war after being wounded on?
Yeah, that's a kind of misunderstanding uh-huh. because people say that, okay, according to these narrations, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam received 100 wounds and yes. injuries. How did he continue to fight? The answer is that all these injuries did not happen all at once.
Uh-huh.
So gradually speaking, and finally Imam Hussein alayhi salam was martyred because
yes.
of these
yes.
great number of the injuries. So
yes.
we are not saying that after receiving 100 injuries, Imam was able to continue the fight as he was doing that mm-hmm. when he received like 20 injuries,
yes.
20 wounds.
Okay.
So yes, gradually speaking, Imam, lost a part of his strength.
Yes.
We are talking about the human being.
Yes.
So that is the cause that finally Imam Hussein alayhi salam is martyred.
Yes.
He is martyred because of receiving all these great number of the injuries and wounds. And so this is one point. We shouldn't think that, okay, Imam killed those many people when he had received all these injuries.
Yes.
No. Before that, Imam was, without any injury, and he was able to fight completely. This is one point. Second of all, As you rightly mentioned, we are talking about an imam, the son of Imam Ali alayhi salam, who was a hero in fighting the enemies.
Yes.
We are talking about this family.
Yes.
And for sure, I mean, physically speaking, all the Hashimites, and especially when it comes to Imams of the Ahlul Bayt, yeah, they were capable enough to fight the enemy.
Yes.
And that is why the number of the people killed by the Imam or his family members are great numbers.
It's not even in the Rajas, we have that. We can say that if you come one by one, then nobody will, we can say, overcome me.
Yeah, no, and this, that is why finally Umar ibn Sa'd decided to have a kind of a group attack on Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, and that was the tactic through which they were able to martyr Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. And the next point about the number of the people who were killed by the Imam is that the enemy of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam were afraid of the Imam.
Yes.
And the same is true about Abul Fadl Abbas, and in any war. In a war, when a hero comes to the scene, so people are afraid of him.
Yes.
And when he attacks the enemy, the enemy might flee. And through that escape, some people are likely to be killed when they are fleeing.
Yes.
Because we have we are talking about horses, and then some of these people are trampled. So it's been mentioned that some of the people who were killed, it was out of fearing Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam and his greatness and his dignity. And that's when they were fleeing, so they were trampled, and because of that, they were killed. So to just give a summary of what I mentioned, first of all, the number of the wounds are different from one report to another, and we said that it's very natural. It depends on how you want to enumerate the wounds, and all these reports can be true. And
maybe the most tragic scene of all the wars in the history, because when you refer to Maqatil, you know, the martyrdom accounts of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, really some of the details are full of graphic violence. You cannot even mention them on the manaber, or we can't say picture them, for example, in a movie or in a painting or something like that. Really, really harsh. Even you know, just saying them on the words on your tongue will make you, I mean, move your heart.
Yeah, and this is one of the cases, one of the points that make this tragedy unique in the whole history of mankind. So, and regarding this second question, as I mentioned, Imam did not receive all these wounds all at once. It was on a gradual process.
Yes.
So the more injuries the Imam received, he lost his power and his strength.
Okay.
And that was the reason that that finally he was martyred. So we shouldn't think that Imam received 100 wounds and then he continued to fight the enemy as Imam was doing
and this
before.
And this was, the point is that this was a defensive war from the side of Imam, not an attacking war.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Imam was defending himself, not attacking. So some people might ask that how an Imam is going to behead this, and kill that. Okay.
Exactly.
So it was a defensive strategy from the side of Imam. And up to the last moment, he wants to guide them through words and wisdom. And this is interesting. I mean, even in the last moments of his life, when Shebrem Zed Joshan is on the chest of the Imam to behead the Imam,
that's
Imam
the
is
point.
Giving pieces of advice, giving a hadith, I mean, right, guiding him into a right path.
Definitely.
And this is really, really, you know, unbelievable. Okay, that's all right. Thank you very much, Sheikh, for your nice elaboration regarding this topic. I mean, the wounds that Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam took on the tragedy of Karbala. It was very kind of you. And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to us. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com. Till another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Li Aliyin wa Husayn wa Hasan. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن
الآن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن